Pretty good? All right. Awesome. So last week I talked to you about surthriving. I told you I was good at making up words, and I laid out a word before you called surthriving. And I asked you a question. I said, are you a survivor or a surthriver? And hopefully at the end of yesterday's message, you were able to come up with an answer for yourself. Am I just surviving or getting by in this life? Or am I thriving in this life? Do I see myself as an overcomer? Do I see myself as more than a conqueror? Do I see myself victorious? Or do I see myself just kind of going through the motions each and every day? And so I was kind of laying that out, that a survivor may have had some sort of traumatic experience in their life, and they made it through it, and now they're alive. Because they're alive, they're now considered a survivor, all right? But being a survivor and not getting beyond that means that you will still have the problems that came with that traumatic event. That means that you're still going to have the thoughts that come, the thoughts that overpower you. They take your joy. Although the joy came from the Holy Ghost that can never leave us, we don't feel it. We don't experience it. That peace that came with the Holy Ghost also, we don't feel it. We don't experience it because we're still just kind of living. We're not surthriving. And so then I laid out with that word surthriving, or being a surthriver, means that instead of having post-traumatic stress because of an event in your life, you have this thing called post-traumatic growth. So if you've had something bad happen in your life, a death of a loved one, something tragic that happened to you, an abuse, a rape, whatever it may be, or just your life has been horrible from the get-go, right? How you see it and how you work through it is going to determine how you live out your life. The Bible tells us that this brings forth perseverance in life, and that perseverance builds our character, and our character fully is built in the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And we've been trying to explain, Pastor Weldon and I, that this is body ministry. So it's not just one person that has all the answers. It is the entire body of Christ coming together that has the full picture. Amen? So laying out some things, that was just a short recap of where we're at. So hopefully, as things transpire in your life, just as a communion message this morning, if you've had some sort of trial, could you imagine if Jesus allowed the tempting in the wilderness to take him out? Could you imagine if being persecuted, all his walk of his ministry, being beaten and tortured and hung on the cross, took him out from the deity that was already his? Did you know that when you make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, you are a supernatural human being, you're a supernatural creation, and you have a part of God living in you? So there's a deity of God himself that lives in you, because your spirit is no longer the corrupted one. It's now born again, called incorruptible. Amen? So if Jesus didn't allow that to take him out, then we have that same power and ability to also not allow those things to take us out. Does any of this make sense? Okay, I got to make it make sense in my own mind as well. I want to take you to today's title of the message, and it's called mindset. In other words, what do you have your mind set on? What is it that you find yourself thinking about today? Some of us have these thoughts that just will never leave us. You know, it's they just continue to be the, I guess, ultimate thought in our daily life. And a lot of times it happens whenever we deal with like anger or something like, you know, the Bible tells us when you go to bed at night, do not let the sun set on your wrath, meaning don't go to bed angry. Why? Because when you wake up in the morning, if you didn't deal with it before you went to bed, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be angry all over again. You're going to rehash everything that made you angry the day before, and now the next day that is a brand new day, that's a brand new gift, you're angry, and that's how you're starting your day off. Amen. Isn't God smart? Didn't he lay out the word in such a cool way for us to... blessed by the word that I read every single day, because it transpires and changes your life if you have ears to hear, eyes to see what he's laid before you in his beautiful creation and the people around us. If you can allow those things to penetrate your heart, to penetrate your life, you start to get changed. So again, a question for you. What are you thinking on? Was your mindset all the stuff that you got to do after church today and all the busyness of life, instead of waking up going, man, I am so blessed on this beautiful day I get to go and do corporate worship and fellowship with my brothers and sisters. Big family reunion. I went to a graduation party yesterday. We're in a season of graduation parties right now, right? That's like a family reunion almost, because people from all over the country, your family, everybody comes to be together. Did you know that this family reunites weekly? Yeah. Did you know this family also in smaller pockets reunites in Bible studies all throughout the week? This is how you build koinonia, cemented together, fellowship. This is how we grow stronger with one another. This is how we know that when we're going through something, I don't have to hold my arms up by myself because I got a brother and sister on each side holding me up. This is how we know that when we're going through something, we have battle buddies. This is part of how you become an overcomer, because you're not doing it by yourself. There's no lone soldier out there that's going to accomplish and be successful in life doing things by themselves. It's always on the backs of other people that we are able to move forward. It is all, and I don't say that in a negative light. Follow me. That is because we have each other that we can use. You know what Jesus said? There is no greater love than to lay down your life for another. Could you imagine if somebody you're with is going through a hard time and they've got a little ditch to cross over, and that ditch just seems like a valley to them, and they're just trying to figure out, how do I get across this big gorge? Do you know if you lay down your life and they walk across you, they're able to get by a lot easier? You see what I'm saying? I mean, laying down your life isn't about dying in this natural realm. It's about dying to self. It's not about necessarily my exact desire and need at the time, but what is going to be the greater good for others. And that's what Jesus Christ came to tell us and show us. But it becomes a heavy many times, because our mind is set on things that aren't necessarily the best for us. So Hebrews 5, 12 through 14, it says, by now, you, that's all of us, guys. Right? Personalize it. By now, you should be. Instead, though, you still need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word. I'm not talking about the deeper things of God's Word. This is talking about the elementary truths, the basic truths of God's Word. You are saved by the grace of God because you believe. And because of that, you have received a comforter that will never leave you or forsake you, called the power of God, called the Holy Spirit. Elementary truths. And because of that, you now can state the words and believe these words, that through Jesus Christ, you can do all things. Elementary truth. You're a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things are new. Every day is a new day. Paul says, forget the past and move forward that what lies ahead. Elementary truths, guys and gals, this is simple if you apply it to your life. And so he goes on and he says, you need milk, not solid food. Now think about this. I think of when my daughters were young. They went from a bottle to a sippy cup. And with these sippy cups, they were spill-proof because they quite hadn't learned yet, but they were spill-proof. And so they would walk around, they would run in their staggered walk. Think of this as a Christian now, as a newer Christian. In your staggered walk of this walk with Christ, you've got the cup of life, right? The blood of Jesus Christ, and you may be staggering a little bit, but because of the elemental truth that you know, you have the ability to not spill, but continue to carry on. But it goes on and it says, we need to put that stuff away. You need to quit questioning yourself if you're saved. You need to quit questioning yourself if whether or not you're more than an overcomer, more than a conqueror. Amen. The Bible says that you are. Apply it. Believe it. Put it into your heart. And allow it to get to your mind. Mindset. Remember, what are you thinking on? Do you want to be victorious or do you want to be a victim? I'm tired of being a victim in life. I want to be victorious. So that means everything that I do, I need to apply as a victorious mindset. a victor in life, not a victim in life. The individual that says, man, can you believe what they did to me? Man, I will never get through this. Man, I can't just get a break. Man, I just can't. Man, I just can't. And they've got the can't in front of everything. Somebody sent me something. Gosh, I forget who it was. It was really cool. Tim Patterson, are you in here? He sent it to me, I think. It was the word can't, and it was the separation between the can and the T became the cross of Jesus Christ. And you pick up your cross and you can. It was you, right, Tim? I loved it, man. I loved it. We have to take that word can't out of our vocabulary because all that does is limit you in life. I'm more than a conqueror, but I can't do anything. I'm an overcomer, but I can't overcome anything. I'm victorious, but I'm a victim. They don't jive. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't mix. It's like oil and water. I'm going to continue to bring scripture, so hopefully this continues to apply. All of those who live on milk lack the experience to talk about what is right. Listen, all of those that live on the milk, running with the sippy cup, they lack the experience to talk about what is right. Because you're still trying to figure it out yourself. But we need to move beyond that. How do you move beyond that? You don't do it by yourself, you do it with one another. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. The only way for us to get sharper in this life is to be able to work with one another. The Bible says that offenses will come. Quit getting offended. They're going to come. Prepare yourself already. You know offenses are going to come. Just deal with it when they come. Quit allowing that to break you down and steal from the abundant life that Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ died so you have abundant life. Jesus Christ died so that you can have abundant life. Does this has to resonate. This has to resonate. Am I just surviving in life and not allowing what Jesus Christ did for me to give me abundant life? Or am I receiving the abundant life and surviving in life? What is your mind set on? What is your mind fixed on? Where are you at in life? Are you where you want to be? Good. Are you content with what you have? Good. But if you're not, reach more. If you're not, don't settle. Strive and push through. Because you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You got a desire in your heart? Ask God for it. He'll give it to you. He will ask him to close doors that need to be closed. Ask him to open doors that need to be open. Pray. Have a life of prayer. Work through your issues. Your issues hold you down. Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen? They hold you back. Work through those issues. Wake up one day and just say, you know what, right now, issues, this is an issue-free zone. Right here. I am not going to allow the issues of my life or the circumstances around me to dictate who I am because the Bible says I'm a child of God. The Bible says that I am his child. Says that I have been adopted. If you grew up in a bad family, if you had a bad father growing up, last Sunday was Father's Day, if you had a bad upbringing, guess what? You got a new daddy. You got a new daddy, and that daddy is all powerful because he created you before your parents even knew about you. That's how powerful he is. These are the things that we got to take inside, man, and we got to live it out. You want to live out loud? Live out loud for Jesus Christ. Live out loud for, I want to talk about being healthy in life, man. You want to talk about being a healthy family, a healthy body, a healthy mindset? Man, think on the things that are good, just, and right. Elementary teaching, though. Amen. But we have to get it into us. Amen. God told me I need to think on the things that are good. Why do I keep thinking on the things that are bad? Because you're not thinking on the things that are good. Quit thinking on the things that are bad. Change your mindset. Mindset, what is it fixed on? However, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. I'm going to tell you what. Good and evil, I think, is born into us. I don't have to tell an adult whether or not something is good or bad. You already know just by going up through life. Atheists all around the world are trying to say there is no God, but yet they're living by the principles of our word. Think about it. Think about it. An atheist is going to tell you, yeah, it's not good to lie. An atheist is going to tell you, yeah, don't murder, don't steal, don't cheat on your spouse. They're going to tell you that. And so they're trying to live by that. But yet, people who don't have the spiritual gift of God, the Holy Spirit, they have something we don't. They're in lack, but we have an abundance. So think about it. If we're living the same way that they are we living in the spirit or are we living in our flesh? Something to think about. It's all based on the mindset of where you're at. So there's two types of mindset. Are you guys with me so far? There's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Remember I said that surthriving means you have post-traumatic growth? Well, there's this fixed mindset that leaves us in a certain area and it's certain things that we think on, and I'll name a few of those. This growth mindset, which is what I hope that all of us will have or get to, this is a good place to be. The fixed mindset says, I can't. The fixed mindset says, I won't ask for help. Where's my guys? That's a fixed mindset. That's called pride. And pride comes before the fall, but humility comes before honor. Amen? Amen. I always give up. Fixed mindset. I always give up. You tell yourself, I always give up. So guess what? Next time something happens, you give up. Are you understanding any of this? Yes. Big, loud, yes, amen, nod. Amen. If you continue to tell yourself something like that, you will continue to do the same thing. But you want a different result, and you know what that's called? Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting something different. A fixed mindset continues to do the same thing over and over again. I always give up. Fixed mindset would say this, I don't like challenges. Did you know that everything we do in life is a choice? Everything that we do is a choice. Yes? And every choice you make has a challenge. Here's the challenge. Do I do it or do I not do it? Are you with me? So if you have an area in your life that you want to see an improvement in, then you need to change by challenging yourself and making it happen. And realizing that, you know what? I can do this because I'm not doing it by myself. Because I've got the Holy Ghost that lives in me, the power of God, and I've got brothers and sisters that have my back. I don't have to do this by myself because I am in a community of strong individuals that have the same mindset as I do. Amen. Do you see that? If you surround, the Bible says surround yourself with wise counsel. If the wise counsel that I surround myself with is godly counsel and we all have the same mindset, then guess what? The counsel that I get is going to be godly and good. It's going to be counsel that you can trust. Why? Because it's spirit-led and the word of God-led. You can't not trust that. You have to trust that. If you don't trust the word of God, then what is your faith based on? Pointing things out. Fixed mindset says, I am not good. Who's ever said that? I don't need hands, but you know what I mean? I'm not good. I'm not good at anything I do. Everybody around me is better. You hear this a lot in Little League, right? T-ball, soccer with little kids. I just can't do it. And as a parent, what does a parent normally tell their child that says, I just can't do it? You know what they say? A parent says, no, you can do it. Keep trying. Come on, I'll help you. Keep trying. And that's exactly what God is telling us in his word. Amen. Keep trying. No, yes, you can do it because you don't have to do it by yourself because you can do all things through my son who died for you. Do you see what I'm saying? Right. So we just have to change our thinking. A fixed mindset also says, I demand perfection. I'm going to let that one marinate for a minute. Do you see somebody who always needs to be a perfectionist? They need to be a perfectionist because they are afraid of some sort of change or challenge that may take place. So if it's not right, it's not good, is the mindset. Because if it's not right just the way I want it, that means I've got to adjust something, and that's uncomfortable. Are you with me? So type A personalities, all that stuff, that's great. You see yourself as a perfectionist, that's great. But have a growth mindset in that perfectionism, not a fixed mindset. Because a fixed mindset is going to make the perfectionist miserable. But if you are a perfectionist with a growth mindset, you are going to be even better than you were before. Amen. And I'm not looking at you, PK. I've heard stories. No, I'm just kidding. You are, yeah. A fixed mindset says, if the going gets tough, I stop. My oldest daughter's in basic training right now. I was in the Army 9 years. Many of you are veterans. Many of you have been through many difficult things in life. Do you know if you were doing something that was tough and you just gave up, nothing would happen, right? Do you know if you're doing something that's tough and you give up, you don't get the prize at the end? Doesn't the Bible say run the race that's set before you? Right? To completion. And Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of my faith, right? I'm throwing other scriptures together, but do you see how these mirror one another? I don't have to stop. I'm not going to stop. How about we declare something like that? No matter what comes my way, I'm not going to stop. I'm still going to live. I'm going to push on. I'm going to push through. And a fixed mindset says, I'm either good or I'm not. Boom, that lines up with the perfection. I'm either right or I'm not. How about, you know what? You mess up, but you get back up. Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, but he what? Gets back up. Sometimes you fall down and you want to stay down. You just need to get up. Quit trying to let the enemy win. Don't allow it. Get back up. A growth mindset says, I was made to do hard things. I was made because of how awesome I am as a creation of God. This is, you need to be saying to yourself, I was made to do hard things. I can do it. Because I've got a co-pilot or a pilot, right? Jesus Christ. A growth mindset asks for help. A growth mindset says, I always learn something new. I know there's people in here who have been saved for 60 years studying the Word of God. 60 years. And they still are excited every day they open the Bible because they learned something new. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that so cool? The Word of God is, you can't exhaust it. It just goes on and on. You'll be in heaven still saying, God, so what is this? You know what I mean? It's just amazing. Because in our finite mind, we're trying to figure out an infinite God, and it'll never happen. Trust in the supernatural realm. Trust in the supernatural power of God. Trust in the supernatural part of God that lives in you to do supernatural things. Think about it. A growth mindset says, I may experience disappointment or failure, but I will not give up. A growth mindset says, how will I learn from this? How will I learn from this? The accident I was just in, how in the world would I learn from that? I've learned a lot. I think of scriptures like this when I think about the growth mindset. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is your mindset? What is it fixed on? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit he's given us is of power and love and a sound mind. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink. It goes on. It says, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Here's the deal. If your heart is not in it, then it's just lip service. You understand what I'm saying? So again, that long road of getting your heart connected to this mind, we get that connected, what we think on. So as we think in our heart, that is how we're going to live our life. So if your heart is always telling you, man, I'm just not right, I'm just no good, I just can't do it, I just, I can't, that is how your life is going to be portrayed to others. That is how you're going to live your life, and God doesn't want that for you. Do you believe that God wants the best for you? Yes. That needs to be an over-resounding yes. Yes. He wants the best for you. Yes. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, Jesus, why did you die for me? Personalize it. Jesus, why did you die for me? Man, it wasn't just so you can be a miserable individual. Amen. Think about it. It's not, we don't have to be. So I would ask the question, are you less than a conqueror, or more than a conqueror? I stole this from Pastor Weldon. Romans 8, 31 through 39. I didn't steal this from him. This is scripture. But I stole the conqueror concept. We'll talk about that. Anyways, what shall we say to these things? If you're following along in your Bible, these are question marks. So these are questions. Verse 31. What shall then we say to these things? Question mark. If God be for us, who can be against us? Question. It's a question. If he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Question. That's a question to us. And then it says, he shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? A question. And then it goes on. Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? Question mark. Is it Christ that died, ye rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Question mark. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, follow me. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. So, Paul's writing this and he's asking all these questions. What's going to separate us from this love and all this stuff? He's asking these questions. And then he throws in verse 36, you know, because it's written, we're killed all day long. But here's the answer. The answer, verse 37, what does it say? It says, no! No! King James Version says, nay! No! And all these things, listen, all these questions were laid out. Are you with me? And it says, oh, but we're going to be led to the slaughter like the sheep. No! In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other, all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. So this is what I stole from Pastor Weldon. Do you see yourself as less than a conqueror? A conqueror, or more than a conqueror? A conqueror just makes it over whatever that obstacle is. Are you with me? Less than a conqueror never conquers the obstacle that's before them. It's the whole David and Goliath thing, right? All of us have giants before us. Was David more than a conqueror? Right? Not only did he slay the giant, but he cut off his head. He got the queen. He got the riches and later became king. He was more than a conqueror. Because David was able to become king, he was able to be a good king and bless others. Do you see, a conqueror just gets by. More than a conqueror, which is what we are, is able to now help and bless others. You understand what I'm saying? So, as you leave today, what is your mind set on? Are you a survivor or a thriver? Are you a conqueror or more than a conqueror? What are you able to do through Christ Jesus? My word says all things. All things. Hallelujah. Let's close in prayer. Thank you. Church clap. Yeah. Amen. We started something new. Yeah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters that are here today. Father, I'm asking right now that if there is anyone that doesn't know you, Jesus, as Lord of their life, that Father, that they would just soften their heart and they would quicken their step to come near you, to come close to you. That they would just say, Lord, I'm done trying to do it my own way. I need help. And Father, you're right there to answer that prayer, to pick them up. You forgive them of their sin, and they become that new creation. Father, speak to those that don't know you. Those that have walked from you, those that have drifted far from you. Father, bring new life to them. Lord, I thank you that your word tells us what we should be and how we should see ourselves. Your word tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow. Your word tells us that you love us. That alone should be enough, Lord, but you've gave us even more than that. You gave us the power to move beyond ourself and be a blessing to others. So, Father, on this day, I thank you, and I just declare and praise all those that are more than conquerors, those that are overcomers, and those that are survivors in this life that you have given us. Father, we thank you for abundant life. We thank you for abundant blessing. And I ask, Lord, that you bless each and every one that is here today and those listening on Facebook in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.